This goes to Dr. Christopher Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y. Fax 989-583-1914. Regarding William Pangborn, P-A-N-G-B-O-R-N. Date of birth, February 11th of 1938. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Pangborn with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, history of left kidney infarction, and hypertension. His last visit was October 3rd of 2022. He is with his son today, who does the driving for him. He does have edema of the lower extremities that appears to be stable, according to the patient and his son. No recent hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. He has dyspnea on exertion without orthopnea or PND. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. And he does have the edema, which is slightly worse on the left than it is on the right. Medications, he's anticoagulated with Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day. I want to highlight the lisinopril 20 milligram daily. Also potassium chloride 10 mil equivalent once a day, in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam, weight 237 pounds. That's about a 6-pound increase over the last 6 months. Pulse 67, oxygen saturation was 89% on room air. His hands were somewhat cold, though. Pulse is 67. His neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular with distant sounds. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. He has 2+ edema on the left lower extremity and 1+ on the right. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done March 15th of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.3 with estimated GFR of 54. Calcium 8.7. Electrolytes are normal. Albumin is 4.0. His hemoglobin is 15.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. And hemoglobin A1C was 6.9. Assessment and plan, stage 3A chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, history of left kidney infarction. And 4, diabetic nephropathy, currently stable. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.